Good morning. It is 8:45, 41 degrees, and for half of American adults, we use coffee to start our day or actually keep us going throughout it. And all week long, we're giving you a closer look at the beverage and the impact on mid-Michigan business and lifestyles. And joining us this morning is someone who has studied coffee very closely here at Michigan State University, Daniel C. Clay, Director of Global Programs in Sustainable Agri-Food Systems. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning, Brooke. Fine, thank you.
And so when did we see the rise in specialty coffees?
Well, specialty coffee really took off, I would say, in the early 1990s. But here at Michigan State and our work actually began about 10 years later, once the industry got a foothold and there were opportunities for some of the groups we work with in Africa.
And so you went to East Africa, and that's when you went to Rwanda, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And so what did you find out when you went to East Africa?
Well, I've been working in East Africa for many years, actually before that, and mostly in economic development, economic growth. And one of the areas where we knew we could have an impact is in value chain development. And there are a lot of value chains, of course, in food industry, but coffee is one of them. And from Rwanda and Burundi, where I also work, coffee has is a very special crop that and both countries produce some of the best coffees in the world.
So the connection to Lansing area coffee producers and farms in Africa, there's a surprising connection there, correct?
I guess so. It's a little odd, but not terribly, because Michigan State University is so engaged in international development activities. It's really that connection, but it's more than that, because coffee drinkers, people drink coffee everywhere, and people appreciate really great coffees everywhere, and so it's easy to connect. I don't care where you are. What state you're in, you're going to find people who really appreciate great coffees, and you have the roasters locally, you have the importers locally, and that's all it takes. And so we've worked closely with local institutions in coffee here in mid-Michigan, Paramount Coffee, for example.
So I've been hearing about the potato taste defect. What is this?
Okay, potato taste defect. That's the focus of a new project that we're doing that's been funded by USAID, and it's been a problem in both Rwanda and Burundi throughout the Africa Great Lakes region. And what it is in the cup is it's a taste that happens to maybe 1% of the brewed cups of coffee, and it's sort of a strong raw potato flavor, and it comes from a bean that's been affected by by a particular pest, which is called Entestia, and then a bacteria comes in the punctured hole in the coffee cherry. And it gives it an odd flavor, and it does. All it takes is one bad bean to ruin a whole pot of coffee. So it's something that we've been working at to understand the agronomic biological side of it, and also the chemical side, and more recently, what can be done in the field to basically wipe out the Entestia problem.
But that could cost people a lot of money in this business, correct?
It does. And in fact, for some of the very high-end buyers, we're seeing price discounts of 15% or so because of that potential risk. That's really one in 100 cups, but there it is.
So is that in Michigan or everywhere?
Everywhere. Virtually every place that Rwanda's exporting to has some risk, and the same is true of Burundi coffees, and others, Uganda, anywhere in that region that's endemic, where Entestia is endemic. And so, it's something that really needs to be addressed across the board in the field in these countries.
So let me ask you this. Do you drink coffee?
I do.
And what's your favorite memory associated with coffee?
Oh, wow. That's a That's a tough one. It just drinking. It's almost always sort of a Rwandan memory and thoughts. And you know, we've been working there for a long time. I lived there with my family years ago, and so it can bring back those sorts of memories as well. So,
and your favorite coffee cup?
My favorite coffee cup is one that has been produced by Paramount Coffee, and they're for sale here on campus. It's Rwanda Coffee, Thousand Hills Coffee, and that's what I use at home.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and it's been a pleasure to meet you. And I know you don't have your coffee cup with us, but you're going to send us a selfie of it, and we're going to post it on our WKAR Newsroom Facebook page.
I'll do so.
All right. Thank you so much. It's
been
a pleasure.
My pleasure.